Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Chof and the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. So the Gemara in the previous Daf brought us Svara. Gemara said, if a person is doing Truma and Trumas Meiser at once, and then the bucket that he's taking out of the pit breaks and the Truma is not Truma, we assume he doesn't want the Trumas Meiser to be Trumas Meiser either. Why not? Because if the Truma is not Truma and the Trumas Meiser is Trumas Meiser, so then if it comes out that Trumas Meiser was done before Truma. And Trumas Meiser, Midoraisa, should not be done before Truma. The order should be Truma, then Meiser, then Trumas Meiser. If he does Trumas Meiser first, he's changing the order, and he's over in Doraisa. And therefore, we assume that if the Truma is not Truma, he probably doesn't want the Trumas Meiser to be Trumas Meiser either. So meaning, when he's doing something which is prohibited, which is not the right way to do it, Midoraisa, the person doesn't want to do it. Says the word, is that true? When the second line in the Talmud, May Sivra Bo Ba Memel, that Tanin we learned, Ain't Termi Mina Tome Ala Tor. It says, you know, the Trumo from Tome and Tor, from fruits that are Tome, on fruits that are Tor, but if he did it, it's okay. Why are you saying if he did it, it's okay? Hagatzvacho, think to yourself, Shetorah and Vomar Loy also al Daito Lavol Divri Torah. Meaning, even if we did the Trumo, he doesn't want this Trumo to happen, because Midurais, you're not supposed to do Trumo from fruits that are Tome. On fruits that are Torah. So why do you say that b'di'evet it does work? And especially according to our Mishnah, that only b'shoygeg it works. I mean, he made a mistake. So why do you say he wants it to be? He doesn't want it to be. Because he doesn't want to be over in deraiso to do truma from tome on tar. According to your logic, that a person doesn't want to go, doesn't want to be over in deraiso. So the word is very different. Amar bo b'memil, im omar ad ken, nimtzeso mavricho min akalo u'machniso l'chamura. If you say this is not Trumo, you know, he made a mistake, he doesn't know it's not Trumo, and he was eating the fruits. So then, you say, okay, we'll say this is not Trumo, so there's not going to be oiver in the Isser of being mafrish from Trumo, which is Tome, on Trumo, which is Tar. Yeah, but he's oiver a bigger Isser. Because if he continued eating the fruits, and the Trumo wasn't Trumo, so he ate Tevel. He ate fruits that are not fixed. And that's a bigger Isser, as the Gemara explains. Tevel be'ovon miso. Tevel is an oven of miso. You get miso for a person who eats tevel. We can use the Gisra of Chaim for the next of the Gemara. Tor she'ochel is a tome. If a tor eats fruits that are tome, meaning if he eats truma tmeo, we talk about that he by mistake made the truma from fruits that are tome. And what's the worst case if the truma is tome? You're not supposed to do truma from tome al tor. And what will happen? What's the most chomerdik thing that can happen if you did do the truma tmeo? So the koyen will eat the fruits that are tame. Eating the fruits that are tame is not such a big isser. It's only an isser of be'ase. It's an isser esse. It's not an isser misa. The Vilna Gaon has a different gear, so that doing truma from tame and tar is an isser esse. But the idea is the same. The Gemara says, in that case, when he did truma from fruits that are tame, on fruits that are tar, he's happy that that should be truma if he ate from the rest of the fruits, because he doesn't want to be over a very Isur Chomer of eating tevel, which is Isur Miso. So yes, he made truma from fruits that are tome, and that's something which he should not do. And maybe the crane ate it, and that's also he should not do. But all that Isur is Isur Esse. It's not the Shachomer Dik Isur, that's why there we assume that he wants it to happen, and that's very different than doing truma smice before truma, where he's not over any other Isur. In the Mishnah, we learn that if you do truma from tome and tar, so b'shoygi, it's okay. Says the Gemara, Tani b'shem b'beisi, but we learned that Bryce and Imre b'beisi, in Torah min atome ala Torah ben b'shoygi b'mimezim asho aso asoy. Not only b'shoygi, it's okay, also b'mimezim kurti b'beisi, it's okay. The Gemara goes on, quotes the Mishnah of Yudoy. Remember, Yudoy said in the Mishnah, the b'shoygi, it's okay, but only if he never knew there was tome. But if he knew it was tome and he forgot, so then that's not okay, that's shoygi kurv l'mezit. The Gemara now brings another case. Pinchas bo kamei av yoyso. Pinchas asked in front of yoyso. He thought the fruits were tar, and he did truma from these fruits, not knowing that really it's tome. What happens? I hear the Hashem to me. What happens if he knows it's tome? But his mistake is he didn't know that you're not allowed to do truma from fruits that are tome. Do we say that's okay as well? Meaning, what type of mistake do we tolerate? We learned in the Mishnah that if it's b'shoygig, so then it's okay. And Rebbe said, if he knew it was a problem and he forgot, that's not okay. What happens if he never knew it was a problem, he knew it was Tameh, but he didn't know he now allowed to do Truma from Tameh and Tor. Not knowing the halacha, is that a good shegig? Is that a shegig which is good enough to say these fruits are okay? This is the whole sofik is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because he holds that b'shegig it's fine, maize it's not. So he asks him what type of shegig is okay. Pram kerabiyasi he ado. But according to Rabbi, we just learned that he holds even b'mezid. You can make fruits that are tome into trumo, so there's no difference. So even it doesn't make which, I don't care which mistake he made, because even b'mezid it works. And because we pass on kerabiyasi, so therefore this question is not enough kamina lahalocha. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara brought the Mishnah matbal kelim b'shabbes that a person should not do tevilo for kelim in Shabbos. If he did it, b'shegig is okay. That's the only big vessels, big kelim, because then it looks like he's fixing them. Kelim ketanim, you could do a trick. You can do something that doesn't look like he's doing a tevilah, but he's going to do a tevilah. What is it? It's more explains. Tani Rishayo, Mali Odom Kli Tomim Minabor, Umayim Malavu Matbiloy. A person can go and take water with the small vessels from a pit, and then he could think in his mind, I also want it to become tar. Meaning he's not doing it, doesn't nikar, it's not clear on the surface that he's doing it for tefillah. People look at him, they think he's just taking water out of the bar. It doesn't look like he's doing tefillah. It doesn't look like he's fixing a kli. But by doing that, he's also making tefillah, and he's also fixing a kli. So that's called ha'aroma. And this ha'aroma is mutter. And this works only in small vessels that people use to take water, not in big vessels. If you like a huge pot, usually people don't use that to take water out of the bar. The Gemara brings another example. The Tani, Nofal Dal Yov B'toy Chabor, Nofal Keli V'toy Chabor. He has his bucket, his kelim that fall into the water. Mayim Alem with Bilam Kedu Ha'arama and Du Tefillah. What do you mean Mayim Alem? They already fell into the water, so they're Tefillah as well. So Reb Chaim brings you a few explanations. Either because we paskin, like the Kesef Mishnah, like it's brought down in the Minchas Chinuch, that when you take kelim out of the water, that's when they become tar, not when they're in the water. So he needs to remove them from the water, and that's when they become tar, that's the haroma, taking them out of the water. Or they need to have kavana, you need to have a das to say, oh, I want this to become tar. So if it fell in the water, then it doesn't become tar yet, until he doesn't have in mind to make it tar. But because it fell, that's called the haroma. Nobody knows that he's doing it for tefillah, because he didn't put it there. It fell on its own. Says the Gemara, train amorim chad omar bekelim shenitmu be'avatumo, v'charin omar bekelim shenitmu bevladatumo. So says the Gemara, even though we said that ha'aroma, if you do this trick, you could do tevilah on Shabbos, but there's a machlekes, which level of tumo? Is it avatumo, or tumo, which is called a tumo deraiso, when a kli touched a sheretz, for example, and became tome, a full tumo? Or the only time I allow to do haroma is only bevlada tumo, only when it touched something else which is tomish, which with the rice is not tumo, because with the rice of vessels don't get tumo unless they touch avatumo. So it's only tumo derabanan. They're more lenient that you allow to do haroma and to have this kli become Torah and Shabbos. So the Gemara says some machlekes. The one who said that only vlada tumo is okay, only tumo derabanan, not tumo deraiso. V'afilu b'chol tol ton harav shemesh. So I don't understand. Tumah d'oraisa, how does it work, tumah d'oraisa? If a vessel touched a sheretz, it touched a worm, and made it tumah, made it avatumah, and then you go and you put it into the mikvah, it's not yet tahar until the evening. That's called tvul yom. You put the keli into the mikvah becomes semi-tahar, it's in the process of tahara, but it's not tahar completely until the evening, until the harav shemesh. So asks the Gemara, I don't understand. Why are you going to use this haroma, this trick? You can be matbil the kelim, you can put the kelim into the mikvah. But then you can't use them until the evening. So what does that help you? So you're doing something from Shabbos to Chol? You're preparing from Shabbos to the weekday? Anybody can use it on Shabbos. He says, no, he doesn't want to use it for truma, which you can't use until the evening. He wants to use it for chulin. Chulin you could use with a kli, which is at the Harav Shemesh stage. So even though you can't use it for Truma until the evening, but I could use it for Chulim. So similarly, when the Gemara was understood, if it's still a little bit Tomei, people are not going to use it. So the Gemara, no, you're not going to use it for Truma, but you use it for Chulim, and that's good enough to use it for Shabbos. Continues, the Gemara brings another case of Ha'aroma. What's the case? We learned in Hilchos Shabbos that you're not supposed to wash the floor of the house. Those days, the floor was made out of earth. And if you put water on the floor, you may come lashvuy gumis. You may come to straighten the floor. So you're not allowed to water the house. Says the Gemara of Yirmiyahu Zehir b'shem Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Ishu pikachas, a smart woman, she will be able to wash the house. How she will do that? Midicha kois kan, even though it says kan without an aleph, it means kan here. She washes a cup in this corner of the house. Kelaru kan, then she washes a bowl on the other side of the house. Tamchu kan, a big basket on the other side of the house. Meaning she's not right now washing the house. She's just washing dishes, which is allowed on Shabbos. Nin says marbet is based on Shabbos, and that's how she'll wash the entire house. So this is another haroma. The din is you're not allowed to wash the house, you're not allowed to put water on the floor of the house. But if she's doing it for a different intention, she's doing it to clean her dishes, so then, and immediately the house becomes washed, then it's okay. That's another aroma, another example of aroma, as we just mentioned in our Amud, other ways they have aroma to do something which is us to do on Shabbos, if you do it outright, but if you do it for a different reason, then you can benefit from it in an indirect way. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos, Daf Chof.